everybody. Welcome back to the NESI podcast. I am Jennifer Marapisi, Executive Director of NESI. A few weeks before the Building Energy Conference, I interviewed Phil Kaplan about the Be the Future program, which he launched in 2015 to provide a scholarship to a student interested in pursuing a sustainable energy-related career, as well as a one-year NESI membership. You may recall that the program worked so well that he hired his scholarship winner, Adam Wallace, and worked with the NESI Development Committee to recruit other NESI members to sponsor students. A few weeks ago, we welcomed 12 Be the Future scholarship winners to the Building Energy Boston Conference. Today's podcast will feature interviews with Adam Wallace as well as two of the other winners. Adam shared his perspective with us on what it meant to be the first ever Be the Future winner, and on the value he thinks he'll get from remaining involved with NESI throughout his career.
My name is Adam Wallace. I am a fifth-year student now at University of Maine at Augusta. Last year, there was a essay competition put on by Phil Kaplan from Kaplan Thompson Architects, and it was to just write an essay about my interest in, you know, energy-efficient buildings and sustainability. And at that time, I was working on a project using CLT panels and heavy mass timber construction, so it was perfect. I could write about that, and it was something that I was passionate about, and I think it conveyed well to Phil. And so I won the essay competition. Basically, the prize was to come to NESI for the conference and a year membership. Since winning the award last year, I've been hired at Kaplan Thompson, and so now I get to kind of apply this to take a high-efficient or high-energy-conscious building and make it look like it's not. So kind of conceal that, you know, the super-insulated technology into it and the air sealing. So I think it's, for me, it's product learning, it's life cycle costs of the buildings. I'm interested in the science of it, but I'm also interested in, you know, how the buildings look and feel. And I think we can't lose sight of beautiful buildings, and they can't just be these, you know, rectilinear cubes. It was really eye-opening when I first hit the ground floor here and saw how many people are actually excited about this, and, you know, just everybody's amped up. So I guess it was a inspirational experience the initial time. After the first experience, I wrote a blog post. You know, we're constantly talking to different members of NESI to ask for consulting on different jobs, sharing all of what we've learned, what works, what doesn't work. I think that's a huge benefit. And this, knowing all these people here and being able to see them year after year, I think really helps build that value.
Next, we'll hear from Marcus Mason, who is sponsored by Paul Eldenkamp of Big Meister. Marcus found his way to the NESI community by attending a Building Energy Pro Tour in Wayland, Massachusetts last fall. He was excited to see the level of engagement among the Building Energy Conference attendees and was particularly grateful to receive funding to attend, given that he was not in a position to pay full freight on his own.
Hi, my name is Marcus Mason, and I'm representing Harvard University's Extension School. Been a carpenter since I was 14, and I had my first opportunity to work on a high-performance building in Putney, Vermont in 2012, and it was a great experience. That was a new construction project. We built a highly insulated and very energy-efficient home using lots of passive techniques. Since then, in my work, I've been very interested in moving forward with high performance, very comfortable, livable homes. So from those experiences, I've become more and more interested in the field. And last year, I got my first opportunity to tour a very cutting edge building through NESI. It was a passive home in Wayland. And that's what brought me here. And I feel really excited to be part of this community now. People here are very engaged in a way that I haven't seen in some of the other conferences I've been to. I attended a food security conference in Montreal, and participants were not as excited about what they were talking about, did not seem as engaged. We are, I think, are in a really exciting place in this industry. There's a growing interest from consumers for the quality of product in our homes, and there's more recognition of that by professionals, and the technology is pushing forward faster than ever before. And so I think this is a really exciting time for this community. Right now I'm financially tight, and so having the opportunity to attend this without a financial burden is really, really fantastic for me. I feel really lucky. I'm really excited to keep in contact and to keep pushing myself as a young emerging professional to challenge my elders to push me forward, to mentor me, and for me to challenge you all on what you know and what we are thinking about, and you know, new ideas. That seems to be the goal here, is back and forth dialogue between what's new and what we know works and how we can keep marrying those together. I think that that's a great opportunity moving forward.
Finally, we'll hear from Sabil Emanuel, a student in business administration at Massasoit Community College in Brockton, Massachusetts. Sabil is brand new to the sustainability sector, and her experience at Building Energy was a real eye-opener. She hopes to take advantage of her one-year NESE membership to learn more about opportunities for professionals who are new to the sector.
Hi, my name is Sibyl Emanuel. At first, I didn't really know what I wanted to do after school. But when I found out about solar, wind, and hydro, I was like very interested in them. It's pretty amazing to me that you can use those sources of energy and then you never run out of them. So that was like the fascinating part, and that's what got me into like sustainable field. Solar and wind and hydro, they're like a win-win situation for everyone. This morning and in the sessions, I didn't know that there were that many people out there that were as much as interested in sustainability as much as I am. So it's pretty good to like get to know those people, kind of network, and then talk about our common interest. I have a one-year membership at NESE, so I'll try to get to know as much as possible about the events that NESE will have and kind of like come back year to year to the conference and be part of that community. I just want to say that I am very thankful that I got to attend this the conference today, and I hope that the sustainability field will not just, it's not only like a seasonal movement, but it will be here to stay like for future generations.
It was great to hear such positive feedback from three students who are at such different phases in their career paths. I hope we'll be able to keep them involved and continue our efforts to increase student participation in our community. If you are interested in learning more about sponsoring a student for the Be the Future program, or are a student interested in applying for a scholarship, please email me at jmarapese@nese.org. That's jmarapese@nese.org. Thanks for joining us.